Interpol has issued a global alert warning that COVID-19 vaccines would be a prime target for criminal networks. And Interpol says hundreds of fake COVID-19 vaccines have been seized at a warehouse in Germiston in Gauteng. Three Chinese nationals and a Zambian national were arrested with the equivalent of around 2,400 doses. And they were fake vaccines. And they've also found that fake 3M masks were discovered as well. And we discussed this with Tax Justice South Africa's Yusuf Abramchi. Brother Yusuf, assalamu alaikum and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you for the opportunity, sister.
You're most welcome. Is there any way that this could not have been foreseen? I mean, COVID-19 fake vaccines have obviously become prime market for criminal networks.
Well, let it be said that criminals are always trying to be creative. They look at every and any opportunity, whether it's a pandemic, whether it's any other event. For example, we've seen it with major world events like the World Cup. And even now with the pandemic, we're seeing these criminals trying to make a quick buck by coming up with fake PPEs, fake masks, fake vaccines now. And this is our big worry. We are dealing here with organized crime syndicates. These people are dangerous. They just want to make a quick cash up while they can. But more worrying is that they're putting the people's lives at risk. Very often, these fake vaccines, like we've seen in China, will just be colored water, or it will be salted water with the same vaccine color with a proper packaging. And imagine if these vaccines had to hit the market and lay get into the hands of people who really think it's a real vaccine, only to pick up COVID, and the consequences could be fatal. So it's a very worrying trend, and it's... very worrying indeed that these criminals are trying their luck in this very unfortunate fashion.
It's not only a worry with regards to the fact that that person that uses these vaccines could pick up COVID, but the fact that somebody who isn't skilled enough to give them a vaccine or use an injection would be actually doing that. And that in itself can be dangerous to people caught up in this.
Most certainly. But remember, you know, very often we find that there's a market for it. When you talk of the illicit trade, whether it is the vaccines, whether it is PPE, these criminals are really trying their luck. And it's very unfortunate and very sad that during this pandemic, they again trying to make some quick money out of it. And I think we need to compliment Interpol and specifically our South African police service for arresting the four suspects, the three nationals from China and the Zimbabwean national. I'm told this afternoon that they've been granted bail, which is another problem, because very often these suspected criminals come out of our courts only to commit more crime. I hope that you know, the law will come down very, very hard, and we as anti-crime activists are calling for government to take very, very firm and decisive action, and we hope our courts will give them hefty jail terms.
I hope so too, because from what Interpol was saying with regards to this particular issue, is that this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yes, most certainly it is. We believe it is becoming very widespread. We know that in China, for example, they found thousands of fake vaccines as well. And that is why we are appealing to any member of the public who has information about the syndicates to please come forward, contact the Crime Stop hotline on 08600 10111. And more importantly, do not buy illicit goods, whether it is cigarettes, whether it's clothing, whether it's pharmaceutical products, whether it's PPEs. Do not support this market. And very unfortunately, even the traders are really trying to make some quick money by buying these things and then flocking it at prices far below the normal prices, which is a worry on its own. And I think very often we often say, you know, there won't be a market for the criminals if no one buys the counterfeit, the illicit goods, the stolen or the hijacked goods. And that is my appeal to the community as well, is to say, if you have any information, do the right thing and blow the whistle on them and don't get involved within the illicit trade.
So do you believe that our South African law enforcement are prepared for a spike in illegal sales of both fake and real vaccines, especially as we're seeing, you know, the whole vaccine nationalism and the fact that many countries are just getting the vaccines at very, very slow rate?
Well, I don't think the law enforcement, and let's be very honest and confront the brutal facts, they're overwhelmed. They have a lot of other violent crime issues to deal with. SARS, for example, haven't really got their grips on the illicit trade. And that is why we're calling on them to take decisive action. We hope that this particular arrest and even the ivermectin, the illegal tablets that were confiscated recently at both King Shash, in Shaka International Airport and OR Tambo, will indicate that these people are really desperate. We know smuggling, for example, is rife between South Africa, between Zimbabwe and South Africa, especially the Remington Gold cigarette brand. We know, for example, our borders are not being policed. And we even know that through our international airports, very often these items are brought in. Counterfeit goods have flooded the market. These people are selling it less than a third of the price and sometimes even less. And it's a real worry. So I don't think the South African government got a grip on the illicit trade. We're losing alone on the tobacco trade about 8 billion rand in customs and excise duties every year. We are talking of billions and billions of rands going lost to the fiscus because of these criminals, and the money is going right in their pocket. And I think the quicker government and SARS wakes up, the better it will be.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I think your message then to everybody out there is do not buy illicit goods. And if you know of anybody trading in illicit goods, blow the whistle on them. And would you like to give us that number once again, please, Brother Yusuf?
Yes. My appeal is phone the police's Crime Stop number. You can remain anonymous, 08600-10111. And remember, when you pass an information, give the 5 W's and the H, who, what, when, where, why, and how. The more detailed information you get, the easier it will be for the authorities to hopefully act, and we can get to the bottom of these people involved in criminality.
Yes, inshallah. Well, jazakallah khair for your time. We appreciate you making people aware of what is happening out there. Shukran.
Shukran. Assalamu alaikum.
Afwan wa alaikum assalam.